This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, November 23rd. Well, the wheat markets last week were pretty quiet considering the strength that we saw in the row crops. We had KC down 2, Minneapolis down 11, Chicago was unchanged, corn was up 13, and soybeans were up 39. The spreads, obviously, with wheat really widening back out. Again, Chicago only was unchanged, but Minneapolis down 11, so that spread lost 11. KC was down 2, so that spread lost 2. What we're looking at here, of course, and really the primary focus of the whole grain complex is the dry conditions developing in South America. Both Brazil and Argentina have widespread dryness across key soybean and corn growing regions. The far northeast part of Brazil looks fine. They're slated to get quite a bit of rain actually over these next couple days, but the other regions, spotty rain at best, and it's starting to heat up. We're actually seeing temperatures get into the hundreds down there in central Brazil. So obviously this is going to exacerbate the problem. The forecasts don't call for a lot of rain. And again, it's kind of hit and miss spotty rains, but what we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks is that rains that have been forecast really have not materialized as the forecast has suggested. So we're starting to get into, you know, the key part of the growing season. We've been trying to get the crop planted for the last several weeks. Some areas have had to replant a couple times, and we just can't get the rains to come. It's the driest down there in over 40 years since they started keeping records that way. So, you know, clearly this is, we're on the cusp of something big down there. If rains were forecast, or if it looked like we were going to see a pattern change, it would be different. But we're not. And we've got the second strongest La Nina on record hovering over that region as well, which is the primary problem. But it doesn't look to be dissipating anytime soon. So the rains need to come in the next couple weeks, or else the soybean and corn markets are really going to surge higher. That's going to pull Chicago wheat higher. Chicago wheat is going to be the feed wheat go-to market. And of course, wheat is a major feed ingredient across the world. And obviously the hedge funds are going to jump into wheat as well. What's really been happening is they are getting into corn and soybeans, the hedge funds, large traders, and they'll tend to sell wheat as a hedge against that those positions. So it's basically just the short leg of a spread. I think, though, that with developing dryness down there, and if you run into feed grain problems, especially if corn really surges, which it would, it's just going to pull wheat higher as a natural spread with the feed grain component. Another thing here that could be pretty supportive for the wheat complex, what we saw over the weekend was the Russian government now is kind of revisiting its decision for export restrictions starting in the middle of February and running to the end of their marketing year at the end of June. They are now reconsidering imposing some sort of a tax on grain exports. Of course, the end users and domestic millers there have been wanting the government to do that. They're looking at record high wheat prices, record high flour prices, record high feed grain prices, despite a huge crop. And the exporters are pulling wheat from the interior to satisfy contracts that they made during the growing season, expecting that they would have plenty of wheat. That just didn't materialize in the southern part of Russia, which is where most of the exportable supplies originate. So Russian prices, of course, set world price. They are the world's largest wheat exporter. And so therefore, they're going to drive wheat prices. If the government imposes some kind of restrictions on exports, obviously that's a bullish development for the wheat space. And we're seeing that show up here this morning with Chicago up 10, Minneapolis and Kansas City are just up 5. So obviously, Chicago is surging ahead of those other two markets and again widening further those spreads. Some of that is coming on strength in corn, but corn's really only up 4 or 5. Soybeans are up 13 at the moment. They touched $12, and clearly the $12 price limit is a huge resistance to the soybean market. It was a high from 2016, and the market has not been able to breach it. We got close on Friday. We touched 12 bucks on the night session and have not been able to break above that still. I think if and when that happens, you're going to set off a lot of buying. Hedge funds have been kind of liquidating up against this point. Clearly, they're selling against that point. If you can get a good solid close above it, it's going to trigger not only short covering, but piling into the market, as I think that would signify that we're onto something, a major weather event in South America. Now, here in the United States, of course, with the stocks reports and the S&Ds, we've seen our own supplies of corn and soybeans fall dramatically. And much of that was on the late season drought in across much of the Midwest, which totally shaved off corn yields, along with the derecho winds across Iowa that pummeled a lot of corn fields. Soybeans, too, lost a lot of yield late in the season. And then on top of that, you've had massive Chinese buying and other country buying. Mexico has been a huge buyer of corn and soybeans. So we have a major demand base already in place and already pulling the market higher. So we were clearly in a demand-led bull market, which is really what you want to see. That's a very solid market. And then you throw some weather on top of it here in the U.S., that's really stoked the markets. And now you've got the market depending on big crops coming out of Argentina and Brazil. And if those do not materialize, I think this market really shoots a lot higher. So we're just on the cusp of that. So it's either within these next couple weeks, you've got to at least have rain in the near-term forecast, if not already falling, or this the grain space really takes off for another major leg up. And you just want to be prepared. You can look at some cheap soybean call options. You can go with the Januaries. They expire December 24th. If we don't have rain by then, the weather market's probably going to be over by then. So it does offer some unique opportunities for a very short-term, cheap play in case this market really takes off to the upside. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.